Glad I didn't say it the way I normally do, and that is the champ of champions. As long as we've had that, as long as I've been here, I every once in a while I get that backwards. So just for the next several minutes, we're going to hear from some of our young adults and some of our young people. But first, I want to invite Rachel Lacey to come. Rachel Lacey has been doing some ministry and mission work, and so she's going to come and give a brief testimony, and then we're going to have Encounter come. So anyway, Rachel, come on. Let's give Rachel a nice hand.
Hello. Early this summer, I went to Arizona to help some missionaries with a group called Chi Alpha, which is a Christian organization up in Huntsville. And basically, it's a White River reservation, the Apache tribe. And we were told, this group of us, just 10 of us, that we were going to help the missionary. And that's all we knew. So it's kind of hard to get excited when you're not really sure what you're doing or really where you're going. But I felt that God really wanted me to go. So I just said, okay, let's see what happens. We went there, and it was more than I was expecting. It was a place where most people find it very hopeless, a place that can be considered really, I guess, full of despair. But through these missionaries that God had planted there, he'd really is starting sowing hope and sowing life into a place where people have already claimed death over it. And it was really amazing to see God use these missionaries to sow, God's life back into it, and showing that it's, God's land and God's place to be in God's nation. And we really just helped with whatever they needed. And we helped mainly with the kids, just kind of babysitting three-year-olds and showing the love of God to them. And some people worked with some older kids too, mentoring and showing them God's love. And it was just amazing to see how powerful God's hand is there, and just how amazing it was. And thank you all for loving me and supporting me. And thanks for anyone who bought my cookies too to help me there. So, all right, thank you.
Good. I love to see that our young people going out to minister and to share their faith. That's a great thing. So anyway, thank you very much, Rachel, and great job on your report, your testimony. Well, it is now time for Tommy Kendall, our student minister, to come. So Tommy, would you come? Let's give Tommy a nice hand.
Silence is uncomfortable, isn't it terrible? There were four young people that were going to give their testimonies this morning about what they received from God, or their what they received as they grew in God at camp this summer. And I see only a couple of them. So the four people that were coming up, I know one of them is not going to come up now. Would those three people come up, which is, I know, is Gabriella and John. I don't see John. Is John Sanchez here? Come on, buddy. There you go. Sorry, missed you. And the third one I do not see. And if I'm missing somebody, or if you went to camp, didn't talk to me, and you got something great, come on up here. And if I have a concern, I'll help you. So come on way up. These young people are going to talk about a little bit about camp. This year was a very unique summer camp, and what I mean by that was that this year's topic and theme was called Real Life, and it was very much about not getting intensive training at camp that just kind of is exciting for now, and a couple weeks later it's done. It was very much about, here's what's going on in your life currently. How are we going to work with those things? How are we going to really touch the heart of the Father, to get an answer from the heart of the Father about what you're going through, about what you're dealing with, and take that back with you? And so it's a real different approach to camp. Consequently, we've got some really neat testimonies out of it. Had some incredible prayer requests. One that I recalled, Ashlyn Williams came to me one evening. Her dad works with us in the youth. And we had intense prayer that on her 16th birthday that he would feel the move of the Holy Spirit to buy her a new car. So very, very moving, real life, right? I mean, camp was about real life. That's obviously a real concern. No pressure, Lee, whatsoever. Ashlyn, you owe me if you get the car. All right, yeah. So, but as silly as that was, that example, that's what camp was really meant to be this year. It was very much meant to be the places you are and the things you're going through now and that you're going back into. And so I just wanted to let these guys and girls share just a couple of things that they talked about. And Gabriella may leave out one detail that I'll need to jump in, but that's the only time I'll interrupt them, okay? So, John, do you want to go ahead and go first? I'll have you go.
Sure. All right, I'm really nervous right now. Well, basically, for me, the last 4 years, I've been living in a shell. I haven't been able to worship with meaning. I haven't been reading my Bible, and I haven't been able to go to anybody for prayer or anything. So I was, like, really lost. And on Monday night, Tom Cottingham spoke to me during worship and just asked me where I was, and I just kind of broke down and just, like, let everything out and told him where I was. And that basically broke that shell for me. So the next night, I was sitting in worship, and they called to go. They basically said, if you need prayer, go to somebody for prayer, and if you need to talk, same thing. So I went to Tommy, and I talked to him, and I basically explained to him where I was in the Lord, and he helped me out by giving me this game plan to work through my life and stuff. And then the next night, I was sitting during worship, and I believe God really put on my heart about the Holy Spirit. And I really started thinking about, like, speaking in tongues and stuff. And so I guess I had this feeling, and I let out the littlest phrase, and I didn't know what I said. So I was like, whoa, because I felt this pound in my chest. And I was like, okay, is this me, or is this, am I going crazy, or is this the Holy Spirit? So I go to Tommy for prayer and to help me out. And he just told me to lift my hands up and just let myself go. And I did, and I started speaking in tongues. So.
Now, just to verify, because I want to make sure I didn't miss any of the details. By the time we get to the third day of camp, the staff has had about 6 hours sleep cumulative. So, so you received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues,
yes,
without somebody actually praying for you. Is that correct?
Okay. Well,
or somebody prayed for you before.
Here's how I think it happened, because it was last year, the year before at camp, there was a guy there. They called to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, and I think his name was Travis, prayed for me. But I guess then, since I hadn't really been living how I should and all that kind of stuff, so I was like, I was just lost, and I didn't bring myself to do anything whenever he prayed for me. And he's like, maybe it's nighttime and stuff. And I believe that from that prayer, I finally, when the shell was broken, I was able to let myself go. So.
Awesome. All right. Thank you. Gabriella, come on up. The reason I wanted to point that out, I actually didn't know that was what had happened, but there were some folks that we had prayed for during that time, okay, and it was more than one, and there seemed to be like a blockage, and we found out later that the young people had shared, you know, there's some things in my life that, you know, the Holy Spirit can't move through, you know, he can't move through because there's some things there, and it's really neat how we pray seeking God for one thing, and he'll reveal to us the things that, you know, are not pleasing to him, the things we need to work on. And it's kind of a great lesson for us all just in real life, okay? You know that, wow, God, why won't you answer? Why won't you answer? Why won't you answer? And it's like, I did answer. It's just that it's over here about something else you're supposed to be dealing with. So it's kind of a great lesson for us. So I'm going to turn it over to Gabriella, who may or may not tell you that she beat me at camp, but I wouldn't say that and steal her thunder. So...
This year at camp was very different than any year I've ever gone. This is my sixth year going to Texas camp. And I'm going to talk about two things that significantly changed me. There is this kid on my team who, Monday was our first official day of camp, and that's where, you know, you kind of really get to know your team and how your team works together and what, I don't know, just kind of the personality of every team member. And there's this one kid that just gave me lots and lots of trouble. And so Monday night, the captains have meetings with the staff members, like for, 20 minutes or so, and we just kind of go around saying how we like our team or how our team is doing and stuff, and if we're having any problems or the leadership. And so it was my turn to talk, and I was like, well, there's this kid on my team, and I just kind of told them everything that was going on, and I was really discouraged because every year at camp that I've gone previously to this, or prior to this year, I've never had problems with my team at all, which has been a blessing. And this year I was just like, okay, God, what are you trying to teach me? So I just asked all the staff members, if y'all could just be praying for this kid, that would be great. Just keep in contact with me, like, throughout the day and stuff. And so Tuesday we were playing kickball. No, we were playing volleyball. And, like, this kid, he was just kind of making me mad. And he kept on saying these snide remarks. And at one point he was like, you're a bad captain. And I was just like, oh, okay, like, he was joking, but, like, I don't know, it just kind of affected me. And so my advisors were just talking with me, and they spent some time with him. And then Wednesday, after we had lost both of our kickball games, it was fun. We were doing some memory verses, and I heard this kid ask one of our advisors, how do you hear God's voice? And that right there, you have to know, this kid has never been in an environment like Camp of Champions before. He's was not raised in a Christian household, does not have a lot of Christian friends. I think we, the youth, are his Christian friends. That's about it. And even then, he's come before, but he's never really been involved. He's just kind of been there. And so for him to say that, I was just like, okay, God's doing something big. And my advisor, Will Curry, he said, all you have to do is, if you really want to hear him, you just have to ask him, and he'll talk to you. And so, like, I went off and, like, went to go memorize verses, and I was just like, okay, God, just keep working. And so by the time Wednesday night rolled around, it's a lot longer of a story, but I'll keep it short. Basically, I talked to him some because he looked kind of gloomy, and basically Wednesday night I got Mr. Lee Williams, and Lee was the one who walked him to the Lord. And he accepted Christ that night. And I was there to witness that. And that, yeah, it was amazing. And so, coming from that, I, like, walking away from being a witness of seeing someone come to Christ like that, and I prayed for him after Lee had prayed the sinner's prayer with him. And, like, I walked away and I went back to worship, and I was just so full of joy. And the feeling that I had, I've never had that feeling of just so much joy and hope in my heart before. And so I knew there was something there. I was like, okay, God, like, you've got to be doing something with this specific thing, you know, like with saving, or with going out there and saving people who are lost, for the lost generation. Back in 2007 at camp, the Lord had actually told me that I was supposed to be doing mission work. I completely forgot about it until Thursday before camp. Thursday night at camp, one of the girls on my team came over and started praying for me, and for a long time I felt that missions was what I was supposed to do, because I have such a heart for the lost generation. I care so much for them. I love to interact with people, to be with children, traveling, just being out there and just kind of doing the dirty work. And so Thursday night, the girl on my team, she came over to me and she said, God sees your heart for the lost generation. And he's allowing the spirit inside of you to draw people closer to him. And he's made you a leader for a reason. And so she went on to just kind of speak. And she said, that's what you're supposed to do. You were made to go into the mission field. So kind of found my purpose. And that was really exciting. So.
Which is so exciting to see God moving and watch God work in the lives of our young people, especially Gabriella, who I've known for many years, and Sherry and I have loved her very, very much. But I want to brag on her one thing, and we'll finish up. You see, I know that Lee got to lead this young person in the in a salvation prayer, but I very much believe that moments like this that I'm going to tell you about Gabriella are where she showed Jesus in real life, okay? The first or second day they were playing volleyball, And with the exception of one of the Marconis that eats June bugs, Gabriella is a true Marconi in her competitive spirit, in her heart, okay? She's just, the whole family is just intense, which is a great, great characteristic. And in her intensity, she's leading her team by example as she's a captain that year. And this young person comes out of the back row of the volleyball thing. Gabriella calls the shot. It's the game-winning shot. He jumps up over top of her, hits the ball into the net, not over. They lost the point, and so right after that, they lost the match, okay? And Gabriella was like, ah! You know, okay, which, you know, that was like, I understood that. And she immediately went from that and turned around and told him, said, hey, great job, great attempt. You know, I knew you were just going for it. Good try. And I thought that was so mature for Gabriella because she knew that that young person doing the wrong thing cost him something. But she saw a bigger picture in motivating that team, motivating that person. And that was one of the finest moments of a captain and of a leader I've ever seen at camp. I immediately told her that to encourage her. And I think little things like that, as he watched that team and as he watched his captain, I believe those were very much showing a real-life Jesus that why wouldn't he want that? So it's a great job for you.
Thanks, Tom. All right, you guys can go.
Pastor, I'll turn it back over to you. As we go, the thing she failed to mention was that she did win at Camp of Champions and took my win away. She also won Female Camper of the Year. Is that the right word? Is that the right award?
Marconi,
yeah? All right. So, and I just want you to know that, you know, once again, I take that personally because going into the last night and the last morning of camp, turn four, I'm in the lead. I'm number one. And you took it away again. Okay, I'm just, all right.
I'd like to acknowledge all of our staffers that went, all the adults and the young adults that went. Would y'all stand? Let's give them a nice hand. I appreciate y'all going, and I know it's a lot of work. Are y'all recovered yet physically? Barrett's ready to go again. That's what you need is some gung-ho staffers that'll go and do it. Thank y'all so much. I mean that very much. That I appreciate y'all's effort. And so anyway. Well, man, this thing is loud today. Well, I want to thank you for being here. Oh, yes, I'm so sorry. I have a quick announcement. Come on now. Oh, Mary Sue, I'm sorry. Okay, come on, Mary Sue. Hey, I'm almost 56. I forgot who was going to do the announcement. Okay. Yeah.
Come on. Ladies, pull out your calendars. I want you to mark a couple of dates. Friday. Get something to write on. Y'all ready? Or get out your BlackBerry or your iPhone or what? Fred, what is it that you have that you keep your iPhone that you keep your schedule? There you go. Anyway, Friday night, August the 27th, and Saturday, August the 28th. Now, all of you, this was in your bulletin this morning. And y'all didn't find it because after I put them all in the bulletin, I had to go and pull them all out because I had written the dates wrong and I didn't want you confused. But it does tell you, mark your calendar for the Christ Covenant Church Ladies Retreat. The Women's Ministry is planning an Esther Retreat to refresh and beautify you both inside and out. We will have more details next Sunday and we'll start with the sign up. It will be local. It's very affordable this year, so all you guys plan on joining us and being blessed.
Did you say all the guys?
Generic guys. Guys, yeah, okay, all you girls. Actually, the guys can join us on the Friday night. We're going to have an event locally, and then when we're through with that, we'd like all of the ladies that are attending our Esther retreat to have their kings join them for dinner after we finish with our ladies activity. So it is guys too.
I'm going to bite my tongue. I want to say something really bad, and I can't. Okay, thank you. That's it. I was going to tell all those men that do get pedicures, if you do, you're not welcome to go with the ladies, okay? Sorry. I'm standing my ground. It's a little bit of an inside joke, I know. Anyway, well, on that note, thank you so much for being here. God bless you as you go. We'll see you real soon. Thank you.